for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Tuesday afternoon service of July the 5th, 1988. Family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Blanche Reynolds is the speaker for the afternoon.
We command our being to your attention, Lord. We ask you now to write your word indelibly upon our hearts. Let our conscious and our subconscious mind be stayed on you. Father, we would walk out as your priests in this hour to bring the body in. Oh, Lord, teach us who we are. Let us, oh Lord, understand vital truth in this hour. Oh Lord Jesus, pour out your word upon us, Lord. We would hear from heaven. And that all that you've spoken, we would be mindful to do it. We ask you, Lord, to deliver us from every snare and pitfall. From everything that sets itself up against truth. From everything that has been hidden in ages past, in generations past, that is bruising our personality in this moment. We ask you, O God, to reveal unto us the true image and the true pattern. We would see you, Jesus, and the power outflowing from the resurrection. We would know you, Lord. We would know. And now, Father, in one mind and in one accord, we come apart to bless your name and to prosper in truth. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. One of the scribes came to Jesus in Matthew 8 and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Beloved, in this hour, the head is being charmed, seen by the body, received by the body. Revealed to the body. And the body of Christ, the pattern, the image, so complete, it's John 8, 19 and 20. God is showing us a many-membered body, the corporate stature of Himself. And as we view the image of His person, as we see the pattern more clearly each day of our lives, as we're available to Him, the Word being written on our being, in our being, revealing from glory to glory, He is the Lord Almighty in all the ages, the Ancient of Days, bringing forth in this hour a peculiar people to the natural realm. But at home in God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus now. The head that is revealed, Jesus Christ, the Word, every time the Word is revealed to you and I, it requires change. You can't stay the same when the Word has been spoken to you. When the Word is revealed, the Lord showing you to you, your desires are to go on with God. Hallelujah now. And in this hour when it looks like darkness is covering the earth, there is a light in the land that will not go out. Hallelujah. We have talked of judgment, and yes, judgment is God's mercy. And God is having mercy on America. And He is judging her where she is, so that the spots and the blemishes and the contamination is removed from the earth, so that the earth can bring forth, according to its kind, the pattern, the plan of the Word of Almighty God in this end time hour. Hallelujah. And so the Lord is showing you and I that He, oh hallelujah, is not late, not tardy. He's right on time. You are right in place. Hallelujah. You are being changed. Pattern, there's no other pattern that you will be like. We're going to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So simple, we all ran right past it. But let's get back to the pattern, to the basics. Hallelujah. When the Lord spoke again to Peter in the Scripture, in Luke 22, 31 and 34, He said, Simon, Simon, one who hears, that's what it means. Behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. And He said to him, Lord, with you, I'm ready to go both to prison and to death. And He said, I tell you, Peter, which means like a living stone, the cock will not crow today. The light of my person and the glory of this dune will not dawn upon you until you've denied three times that you know me. In this natural realm, all of us have been like stones that have been thrown into graves to cover death. We have all looked and searched and longed for truth, and in the church system, the order that we have come from and come through, we have seen signs of deliverance. But where has been the great deliverance? People have had the form of godliness and they have denied the power thereof. Children have grown up in households that went to church and did the lip service, but there was no reality of divine order within their household, in their parenting. And Satan is to successfully destroy the father image out of the church. He is doing all out of this earth, out of this earth.
Right.
He is doing everything he can to disrupt and to disavow truth in the mind of the believer until we would believe a lie. This has got to change. And so, God's calling out of people. You and I, many-membered body, and the head, the truth, spitting down on this body. This body's being purged, cleansed, made whole, because you've seen a light. I've seen a light. And it's got to begin to make a fitting together in this end time hour. Let's look in the 8th chapter of Romans. The head fits on the body. Therefore, there is now no condemnation, no judging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. We're seeing a pattern begin to emerge. The image strengthened to our understanding. In the natural realm, we've been all at home in the flesh. It was all we knew. The sense realm, the feeling realm, is where we have operated naturally, normally. But God is moving in the Spirit and by the Spirit, calling together a spirit man who will walk after the dictates of the Spirit and know the life of the Spirit and dwell in the Spirit, be at home in the Spirit until he is not moved by the senses, the realm of the flesh that wants to be gratified in the natural realm now. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. Now, I want to talk to you about your subconscious mind. We have been delivering the conscious mind. You have had revealed to you the things in your life that you are unsatisfied with. You know that there's a pull of the world. You know, we've been bound in hatreds and jealousies and all different kinds of spiritual of spirits that have bombarded us and kept us from being the spiritual dwelling place of the Holy Spirit in peace and harmony with the truth of God's Word. And all of us, we've like sheep, we've gone astray. We've eaten in pasture after pasture, always looking for a feeling or the sense of belonging, a place of being where God is where we are a normal spiritual man-child that can accept the Word of God with understanding, with might, and with power, and walk it out in the earth. And we find ourselves up one day and down the next. Olin and I have been talking about the subconscious mind. There are areas in our lives that we have been dealing with, and we've been praying for God to show us why it is that there's such a pull to the things of the world, to habits, to areas where we want to be free, and suddenly we see us right back there in the midst of that habit again. And so the Lord brought me to an understanding. I was looking in the manual one day and reading, and every time I get the chance, I take the deliverance manual from the Moody's and I pass it wherever I can because there's so much wisdom and truth in it. And I teach and look up and as reference the things that the Lord has shown them and what they have gleaned and gathered together in their research. And as I push through the pages, I saw the subconscious mind. And I realized that the subconscious mind, all it does is catalog. It doesn't say this thing is bad and this thing is good. The subconscious mind is only made to receive. And so in receiving, we are taking in subconsciously many habits, many things that subconsciously we do automatically that we don't even realize that we're doing. For instance, I've had times when I've driven down the highway and I'll be thinking about the Lord and praying and my subconscious mind is driving the car. And I'll go past something that, you know, I think, wow, how did I get this far away? Now, that's not a good habit to have. But I just gave it to you for instance so that you would know. See, sense and reason, our attitudes must change. See, we've come this week to be delivered. We're being delivered in the natural mind, the things that have bombarded us and controlled us and shaping us in the iniquity and the rebellions of generations past, our personalities formed with certain desires and quirks. Things that have caused us to malfunction in our growth of dwelling in the Spirit. In fact, sometimes the limitation of our dwelling in the Spirit seems such a short while. And we're so caught up with ourself, our emotion, our feelings, the struggles of the natural realm, until we have not enough time or enough feeling to give ourselves to God so that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, can bring the Word into your being and you can rely upon that Word and get the job done of living in glory. Hallelujah. Now, subconsciously, all of us have been a mess with the things that have been cataloged into us. The enemy knows this. What do you think he's doing in the music realm, in the subliminal message? Repeating the same words over and over and over again into the minds of the kids. What do you think that desire is that wants it as loud as it could be? Going down the highway so that nothing else can be thought of what he's programming into it. And when he holds the mind in that kind of control, in that sense and feeling realm, he knows that he can put in it such judgments, hurt, pain, catalog, whatever deception and control that he wishes to. And that poor person, because they don't know any better, because they haven't had the image of divine order in their house, where daddies have forgotten to hug and mothers are too busy to take time to love. I wish I'd have known when my son was young what I know now. I wish that I could have understood myself like I'm understanding myself now and had the knowledge of deliverance. Praise God, we don't live in the past. We go on into the future. But I would have done some things different, let me tell you. Now, what God is doing in this hour in divine order, he is calling the families to and men to be men, answerable to God, a priest in their home, and knowing what the divine will of their Father is speaking unto them. And he's calling women to be chaste and modest and clean, dignified about their dress, their appearance, what they are projecting to the world. God has not called us to be the example of the world. Jesus walked among them, but he was never like them. It's time that we set a pace in this earth of Christian principles and dignity and the beauty of the image of Jesus Christ, and stop exploiting our bodies and letting the enemy take our children out and ravage their minds with wanting to be like all the rest of the kids at school. Where are those who dare to be different? And the only way that will happen is because they see that example in their mother and father. Olin and I go to a little town in Clio, Alabama from time to time where we have a young couple there. They're probably in their early 30s, maybe middle 30s, because their children are getting up now in age. They're both teenagers. And this little family love the Lord. And that father sits as divine order in his household. Now, they came through the drug scene. They were hippies big time. In fact, they have taught me a lot of things to recognize in the young ones because of what they themselves went through. They were wanderers and vagabonds across the country for years when they were just teenagers back in the 50s and early 60s or late 60s. And This couple are so dedicated to the Lord, and they have prayer time, and when they bend their knee before the Lord, every one of those kids bend their knee. And when it comes time to pray for the people at the end of the meeting, those children are standing there ready to lay hands and pray. And they're weeping and they're crying out to God in behalf of the people that need to be prayed for. Divine order must come back. The Father image must be restored. And the women must take their place as the heart, the love, the responsibility, the woman that God had in mind when he called a helpmate. Now, subconsciously, many times we've been programmed to serve our flesh and not live in the Spirit. Subconsciously, we've let our mind become a renegade, thinking about the desires that would please us. Us girls wanting new curtains, new bedspreads, things that desire to look upon, the lust of the eye. Many times we put our husbands into bondage to get us those things, and we cause them to have emotional worries that would not have to be there if we understood what it would be like to be content in the situation that you find yourself in, because the Lord your God is your source and He supplies your needs according to His riches in glory. Hallelujah. And in Him there is no lack. Praise the Lord. So the law of the Spirit is life now. We all recognize where we've been. We all recognize the things that are there within us. We're here to do business with the areas of weakness that we have been shaping in the iniquity of the death realm. The law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. We've seen a pattern. Like the roadmap, the manufacturer's handbook, the word, we've seen a pattern begin to emerge. And in looking at it like looking in a mirror, we know that we haven't fit the plan. And the Holy Ghost, that's Him showing you that. And that's Him making you see and put a name on the weaknesses in your personality and what your subconscious mind has been cataloged with. That's the Holy Ghost at work. It is not condemnation when you honestly desire to be set free and you ask the Lord to show you to you, He is going to do just that. So, the law of the Spirit of life, our new being, see, has freed us sin and death. Sin and death has been swallowed up in victory. Death is the last enemy to go. I want you to know that where we are battling right now is the last enemy. Please remember that. This is the last enemy, the death realm. No other generation has understood what the Lord has shown unto this generation. Like the foot company, we are ushering the body. Priest couldn't go and minister before the Lord unless his feet walked him in there before the Lord, before the presence of God, before the covenant. And this priest, this nation of priests that God has called out, that He has with an understanding, He has computed us in His glory. Hallelujah. He has designed us to contain Himself. Hallelujah. You and I are the container of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. And the last enemy that's keeping this image from being projected in the earth is death. You got to stop your stinking thinking. That's in the death realm, see. You got to stop thinking, letting your mind subconsciously run to and fro with death-minded thinking. See, it's time to turn around and know who you are in Christ Jesus and take authority in His name and demand Satan to get his hands off of you. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm an emotional person and I'm a loud mouth and I have a big voice. All my family did, and they were all singers. And we just came with this kind of package. And thank you, Lord. I'm not putting it away. I thank the Lord for what He called it. I pray for it to be balanced according to His divine plan. But beloved, in each of us, it distinctively, we are all unique in Father's plan. And where I quit, you begin. And where you quit, I begin. See, we are going to fit together. And we must begin to take authority in the name of Jesus. And you must know that you do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord now. With my big mouth, I'd like to come and just command that and just fight the devil for you and get him away from you and get you all precious and clean and happy and blessed before him. But I know that there's going to come a time when you're going to be out there And I'm not going to be around, or guys like me aren't going to be around. And if you don't understand the condition and the way that the enemy comes at you, you're not going to be able to stand. You can't get to somebody that's going to pour out and cry out for you. So the Lord is bringing you together. All of us now, uniquely different. Problems in every area. You have, I don't. Some I have, you don't. Each of us being taught the principles that the flesh is operated in, so that we can deny that flesh man and command the spirit that lives within it, the controls of the personality of death, to be removed. And we can command our being, our conscious and our subconscious, to line up with the Word of God. I think I shared this with you the last time, but I want to tell you about it again because it's going to fit right here. One night I came in from ministry and I was got in the bed and I was all sound asleep and I had a horrible dream. And this old big thing was choking me. And I woke up just before he got me. You know how you do. And I was shaking all over. I couldn't find my light quick enough to get it turned on so that I could look to see what was in my room. And then it came to me. That old sly fox, the devil, had come in while I was asleep and entered into my thinking process and gave me a dream that frightened me to the throes of death. And I jumped out of my bed and I said, "How dare you, Satan, come in here and disturb my mind when I'm at peace and my body needs rest." And I turned the light out and I went back to bed. I had that happen again. You got to tell him where to get off. And you've got to let him know that the boundary line and that your mind is not his prize. And he has no authority to take it over. That you are the image, the pattern, the container of glory. See? Now, the law of the Spirit, see, that's your protection. The law of God. When God gave us grace, he didn't mean for us to fling the law away. He gave us grace so that the law could be worked out, so that we could be protected by all of the energy of truth that he placed within it, so that as we knew the truth would set us free. And as the law of God is revealed to us, see, as you can handle it, oh, that's mercy, see, that's God begins to reveal his law to you, and you want to know his law. You want to be like what he designed you to be like. That's God's mercy. And God's mercy, the Spirit of life. See, what is the power of the Spirit of life? It is the power of an endless and an indestructible life. That's that Melchizedek priesthood authority that you and I have been given. That's what God has spoken, and he said, "I'll not revoke it." That your rank and your order shall be as Melchizedek. He was speaking of Jesus in the 110th Psalm. But Jesus was the firstborn of the dead, and out of death sprang forth life. He was the pattern. He was the image. The Son of God, so that out of death a many-membered body would begin to arise and we would set creation free. God has done what the law couldn't do. Its power being weakened by our flesh. Because our flesh had been allowed to dictate. We were controlled by the flesh. I was the cookie jar addict. I loved the cookies. I made them all the time. And I always had something sweet to eat. And I realized that I was killing myself with that stuff. You see, when the subconscious mind does not have the attitude of truth, the word programmed into your being, so that when you leave with a need to call your being to prayer, your subconscious mind brings you right to the fact that God arrives and his enemy. Come on in, Jesus. Be in. Come on in. I hold nothing back. when your flesh begins to line up with the Word. First thought in the midst of a crisis is the thought would make in a situation. Right, you're in it. So God has done what the law couldn't do, its power being weakened by the flesh. That is the entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit, sending His own Son in the guise of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. God condemned sin in the flesh. He subdued it. He overcame it. He deprived it of His power over all who accept that sacrifice. See, let us get back to the basics and know what salvation has done to us. Let us know it consciously and let us know it subconsciously. Let us know that the Word of God is life eternal forevermore. And that life has been designed to be fulfilled in you. And as you are His property, glory to God, He has called you out of death to do exploits in His name. He has set us as a Word people in this earth to set creation free. He did all this, the righteous and the just requirement of the law might be fully met where? In us. See, not having the form of godliness and denying the power thereof, but knowing that the law of God is our blessing. It is our protection. It is God's way to bring us into the fullness of Himself, beloved. The world is looking for Jesus. The sin man that is hurt and wounded and bruised and dying because of the sin principle, looking for Jesus. And the only Jesus that some people will ever see is the Jesus in you and in me. That's right. The righteous and the just requirement of the law might be fully met in us who live and move not in the ways of the flesh, but in the ways of the Spirit. See, we must stop allowing our subconscious mind to program the dictates of our flesh. Your subconscious mind must be retrained. Our attitudes must be it is time to stop the nature of rebellion. It is time to pull down the strongholds, the pitfalls, the ways that we have fallen into in ignorance when we did not know the difference. It's time to be fulfilled within your being. Now, live in the ways of the Spirit. Our lives not governed by the standards according to the dictates of the flesh, but controlled by the Holy Ghost. Have you ever stopped to think how much of your day is really controlled by the Holy Ghost? How much time you waste? Our attitudes, see, when we kick that rebellious nature out with all of its little idiosyncrasies that have bound us into the death realm, when we begin to strip ourselves of that old nature and let the light and the glory of the pattern of Jesus Christ be seen in us, beloved, we will be a word in this earth that will command, and we will not have to hope that it's going to work. It'll work every time. Hallelujah, because there's nothing in us to prevent the Word from flowing forth. See, no measure of doubt, no weakness in any form. We will speak the truth, and that truth will deliver the body. Now, for those who are according to the flesh and controlled by its own unholy desires, set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. Now, I want to read to you what Brother Jerry told me this afternoon. It was so rich. Flesh receives the seed of temptation. You might want to write it down because I did. It's wonderful. When it receives the seed of temptation, it begins to hesitate. When it begins to hesitate, then it begins to entertain. And when it is entertained, then you start to participate. You can't afford to let your mind float on and not keep yourself in an attitude of worship, praise, the mind of Christ. I tell you, the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, and the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head when he was here. But the plan didn't stop there. Hallelujah. God had a body in mind. He created this earthly order to bring out of it a bride for his Son. Hallelujah. And he knew that when she was tended and tempered and made herself ready, that coming together, that union so perfect and so complete, it would produce a glory in the ages of time that would set up a kingship in the kingdom that would bring forth according to its kind a many-membered body, hallelujah, many sons into glory, and they shall look like the image and the pattern that was foreordained before the foundation of the world, a son company, a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. So many words to describe it, but every one of them bringing your mind to the pattern and the image that God had in mind when He called you out of the womb of the morning and He gave you a word that to be delivered within your midst that would bring forth the requirements of change, and you would be changed into the pattern, the image of His Son. Oh yes, grow up with the attitude, a knowledge of who we are. And let our mind, precious, be guarded against the pitfalls of the enemy. Death is lurking in every corner of this nation. Every place it can get itself into, it's seeking to devour what God has created to be glorified in this end time. Death is looking to behold in grave clothes and the bondage of a grave that's been dug with a whitewashed stone with the name of a man on it. Death wants your generation blotted out. He wants to take your name so that it won't be produced in this earth anymore. But God in life has given you a new name, and that name is Jesus. My last name was Porter before I was married. That's a doorkeeper. My last name now is Reynolds, but my last name also is Jesus. Hallelujah. And I am a son, glory to God, as you are sons. And we've been called according to God's plan to be His name in this earth. And He is bringing forth a company who have the attributes of the privilege of the house of God. Glory to God, yet to the Messiah. So we are not controlled any longer by the unholy desires. Many times, thoughts have come into our minds of old things at times past, and we've spent so much of our time dwelling in the past, wishing and hoping, that we find that our mind becomes clouded and confused. And that's what lets the spirit of confusion in. And he always has a little guy he brings with him. I call him, he's like he's got his hand out there holding hands, and his name is Hindrance. And what they set out to do is to keep you from going on into truth in God where the Word is concerned. He doesn't want you to read the Word. I've had several people come and say, we have trouble reading the Word. We sit down to read it and we fall asleep. That guy's name is Hindrance. He doesn't want you to hear truth. And then confusion all runs together and you can't remember it. See, both of those things are there. Those demons are there to keep you from knowing the quality of sonship. Beloved, it's time we got busy and got those things out in the name of Jesus now. Now the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason, without the Holy Spirit is death. Now, in the sense realm, we decide many things. But the sense realm is foolishness compared to the Word of God. In the sense realm, our intellect, ability to learn and retain, in the sense realm, we are programmed, we program ourselves to many things. But the sense realm and the reason realm, without the Holy Spirit, is death. God has designed this man-child to Boshar Messiah, to know Him, to understand who we are, and not to be weakened by the power of the enemy because our mind has been ravaged in ignorance because we just didn't know that we had power and authority to dwell in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, to be controlled in the Spirit, to think in the Spirit, to command our life force with spiritual understanding to everything that we do. It's time to command glory and stop thinking death. That's right. View your situation with a glory mind, expecting God to do something about it instead of receiving all the negative thoughts that subconsciously you would have carried out because that's the way you used to be. See, now, the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that comprises all the miseries arising from sin, both here and forever. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace, both now and forever. Oh, it's getting good. In the death realm, in sense and reason, we program ourselves to death. Got all our insurance policies. All of those things stored up and made ready for the death realm. I'm going to say something else that's big too. It's time that we stop depending on our hospitalization and what the doctor can do for us. Let me tell you, if you don't start, and this is very important, see, subconsciously that's what we do. We got a headache, we stand in front of a medicine cabinet with an aspirin bottle in our hand. Subconsciously, we've been programmed to take something for it. But beloved, the Word says by His stripes we're healed. See, it's time to walk in the truth of the Word and stop allowing the death program to be written on your heart. See, it's time to trust the Word of God and believe what He has said in your behalf. God always heals us. He's never disappointed me. He's always healed me. And I've been through some tough things, but He's never failed to heal my body. Hallelujah. I flung away the insurance policies years ago. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for truth and life and understanding, restoration, healing, divine order, divine health. Thank you, Lord, that you are my healer. I don't want you to think I've arrived, but I want you to know that the body of Christ must begin to walk and be what we say we are. And as we are delivered and our subconscious and our conscious mind is made to think in the divine order of truth, and the Word is formed within us, and we are at home or we are dwelling in the Word, we are only expecting the answer of truth. We're not living in the situation of the reality of the sense realm. But beloved, God designed you as a supernatural being to walk supernaturally in this earth right now. Hallelujah. And God has a keeping power to him that believes. That covenant is just the same as it was the day spoken. And every word that's proceeded out of his mouth each day that has come forth has had all of the fullness of the word that was spoken in it carried out. And every day through God's calendar week has fulfilled and brought forth according to its kind the nature that was spoken into it. And God made ready a people, you and I, divine order to walk out in this hour to set captivity free, to deliver the mind, the being, so that we are not captured, but we are aware. We are soldiers ready for battle, not allowing the seeds of temptation to control, not ever even hesitating one second in the death realm when situations arise, but dealing with your flesh until you are the deliverance, the deliverer to set creation free now. Carnal thoughts and purposes are hostile to God, for it does not submit itself to God's law. So then those who are living the life of the flesh and catering, now that's a word you need to understand, catering to the appetites and the impulses of the carnal mind, you can't please God or satisfy God. Please remember that. When your mind is running off doing what it wants to do, you're not in that satisfying place of God's pleasure. You're a target for the enemy. Let us guard our mind. We're not living the life of the flesh, but we're living the life of the Spirit. See, it's time to grow up, to mature, to know what the spiritual man is all about and become that overcomer coming over. And what are we coming over? We're coming over the death realm. We're stepping over everything that's been comprised of death. We're stepping out of that grave, glory to God, into truth. Hallelujah. Once and for all, to live forever. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ, the Word. Hallelujah. A life, people, delivered, set free. Glory to God. Because the fact of life in the Spirit. See, when the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, really dwells in you, directs and controls you. Now, we've been like ships tossed to and fro. We didn't come to this overnight. Olin and I have been through some of the backside of the desert experiences. Much hurt, much pain, separation, many things to command our being to stand. And there's much more. And He's not done with us yet, hallelujah. We've struggled, but we've won. And He's written a word that's not void of power. And in the name of Jesus, we're being set free. All of us are. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to come down a little bit. Wish we had time to go through this whole chapter. For those that are the 14th verse now. For those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now, for the Spirit which you now have, what you've now received is not the spirit of slavery. See, the subconscious mind binds you to the slavery of its program. The conscious mind, when it is allowed to, and there is no controls over it, will run to and fro to the pleasures of the carnal-minded flesh. But the Holy Ghost, the Spirit that you've now received, is not to put you into bondage of fear. I spent so much time hoping I would make it. So much time after I got saved and baptized in the Holy Ghost and I read the book of Revelation, I closed it up and I thought, oh God, what have I got myself into? I got down on my knees beside my bed and I began to cry and pray and I thought, Lord, I'll never make it here. And the Lord said, do something that you can do something about. He said, what's on the first page? And I said, it's him that overcomes. He said, that's right. Overcome it. Look at yourself. Deal with yourself. Long time I didn't even open that book again. I just left it there because I knew I wasn't ready for all of that. And the Lord began showing me to me. Hallelujah. And one day I opened it up and I saw an image and a pattern. Hallelujah. You see, I was crying out, Lord, there's so many people hurting. There's so many people being torn and ravaged. They're like the enemy's workshop. It seems like the worst things he can do, he's doing. And I see them go through the healing lines and I'm saying, Lord, they come away just like they walk through. And I'm saying, God, there's got to be an answer. There's got to be something that's real here. We're talking the language, but we're not seeing it fulfilled. And God began to show me that there's a sun company, a remnant of people who have ears to hear, who are longing and crying out, pouring out. See, the sons of God aren't going to be sitting up there wearing an ermine robe peeling a grape. They're going to be out there where He is, hallelujah, in the highways and the byways and the hedges, and they're going to be setting creation free. The most delight I've seen, the most beautiful sight in all creation is the lighting of human's eyes when he finds Jesus. Young man over here yesterday found Jesus, got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and got delivered. Hallelujah. That's beautiful. Now, God's calling of people to look at an image. His image. The pattern. Let's get it right. Hallelujah. All that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. That's where you and I fit into the pattern. The dwelling place of the Spirit, living in Him. Life, eternal glory to God. Now, Revelation, please, the first chapter. You see, once you get a glimpse of life, you're ready to walk out of death. When death's all you know, you're going to hang on to what you got. But when you get a glimpse of life, you don't want that old death realm any longer. See, we can't bring the body any further until we can expose them to the vision of life. See, and as they get a glimpse of the reality of life, they'll be ready to fling away the death realm. They'll not want any controls in their being of the death that has bound them in its realm. Once they get that vision of the light and the glory of Himself. And John said, I was in the Spirit. See? Now how are you going to get that vision of Jesus? Who you are in Him, you have to be in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, what keeps you out of being in the Spirit? That old flesh man of death. He doesn't want you to think that you've got power and authority over Him. He doesn't want you to know what He's been doing to contaminate your life. He hides in every place of your mind that He can, because He knows when you find out where He is, you're going to kick Him out right then. See? So we're going to have to learn how to live in the Spirit. John said, I was in the Spirit. Whew, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. I was wrapped in His power. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, how's this going to happen? Because you have come and you have sought and you have come through. You've stepped out of that grave as an overcomer. You've come over and the life and the facts of life are there. And you are living the new life that you have been bequeathed through the blood of Jesus Christ as the heir of salvation. You are walking in the Spirit. You're talking in the Spirit. You're dwelling in the Spirit. And it wouldn't occur to you to live anywhere else but in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. wrapped in his power, hallelujah, on the Lord's day. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I bless your name, Lord. And he said, I heard behind me a great voice, like the calling of a war trumpet. Let me tell you, when you get in the Spirit and you begin to live and by wrapped in its power, you're going to be able to hear the calling of the war trumpet. And you're going to be shocked because it's coming out of your mouth. That's right. Hallelujah. Hear that well. The trumpet sound. The loud blast. Deliverers in Zion. Speaking a word that sets creation free. When this body gets delivered, beloved, they can go anywhere in this earth and live the life, talk the talk, walk the walk, because there's nothing in them that has to be tested again. The test is passed. Now, I said this before and I'm going to say it again because it fits here. God does not set you up to fail. When you've got a crisis going on in your life, it's because you are now ready to graduate. To pass over it. You have learned the lesson of your warfare. The authority of His name is in your mouth. And the word, the place that He is teaching you. It is time to find out. When the crisis is there, I find it quick, Lord. Show me what I've got to learn here. How do you know the crisis is going on? Your peace is disturbed. When my peace starts getting disturbed, I find out what's disturbing it. When my peace gets back into being, I have overcome the crisis. God makes us ready to graduate. See, He's not raising up a bunch of 100-pound weaklings. It's time to quit letting the devil kick sand in your face. It's time to command your being to the Holy Ghost and learn how to live in the Spirit. Look at the pattern, the image, and the example and see who you are in Christ Jesus. And let the revealed word. Beloved, and when that war trumpet begins to sound out of your mouth, hallelujah, attack and let the enemy be put under your feet. Now, He said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Beloved, God's calling a beginning and an end together. And you and I are that foot company. We are the Omega word. We're that last word. Jesus said it's finished. We're that last word, people. And we're bringing forth in this hour, like a foot company, a priestly order, divine, hallelujah. We're ushering in the glory of God in the ages to come. Hallelujah. And so, we're the book. We wrote it. We're the Lamb that stood as though it had been slain. See, we know that He was slain. That's us there. Hallelujah. And we're going to be like Him. We have grasped the image of His humanity in the natural because we're at home there. It's easy to see flesh and blood and clothes and shoes and feet and ground and things in the natural, because that's the way we've been birthed to that. That was our origin in the beginning. But this Omega people, this last word people, who have their origin in the Spirit, who are the revelation, the completeness of Jesus Christ in this earth. We've seen Him in His humanity, but beloved, there's a company of people that are going to know Him in His revelation. They're going to know Him as God of all glory. My language isn't big enough to describe Him. We're going to know Him, the pattern, the Son, because we have a vital living part within Him. And as the people of life, we fit into that glorious body. And in the eons of the ages, we will walk out as He is, a part of Him. And His plan complete, and on and on in the ages of time. The word of God fulfilled, bringing forth, hallelujah, the image and the pattern of a Son who was sent to deliver captivity and to set them free, that He might have unto Himself a people who would know Him, who would fit into Him, who would belong to Him. Maranatha, that you might know that I am the Lord your God, and I have purposed and I have planned before for you before the foundation of the world, and I have given unto you the life force that I am myself, and I have called my life force to bring forth, hallelujah, my Jekidarabatha, my glory, hallelujah, shall be fulfilled because my word, hallelujah, has been energized to bring my body, hallelujah, into the vision that every realm will know that I am the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We are people designed, hallelujah, to see Him as He is. Burnished, bronzed feet. Hallelujah. Judgment feet. You and I judging ourselves, walking in truth, not teetering back and forth, but possessing the word of truth. Beloved, the heat's on the feet. The refining process is going on. And we're going to learn how to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit. Hallelujah. In this world, not of it. Hallelujah. There's going to be some eyes of coal. Ooh, brightness. Hallelujah. Bright fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus that are going to see beyond this natural realm of death. Eyes are being prepared and are prepared right now to look into the Spirit of life. To look into the life factor so much so that the program of death, the transfiguration process, in process within the being, is calling a people out encumbered by the death relationship to deliver, to set creation free, to look with the eyes of God into the heavenlies where the Word is stored up and bring that Word into being in this man-child company. Father, I praise you and I worship you. And these feet glowed. There's a transparency in this body. They glowed with the brightness of His glory now. Let's go on. The prepared word prepared. I want to lead you in a prayer. You say, Lord Jesus,
I command my being
to your attention. Right where I am.
I start right now.
I break the curse of rejection. Bitterness. Resentments. All demon spirits. That were sent to abuse me. And to bind my mind. I command.
My mind.
To be cleansed. Of the authority of the deceiver. I command
my mind
to line up with the Word.
Ashura
Messiah.
I command my subconscious
to have the attitude
of spiritual truth.
Understanding.
Godliness.
I command my subconscious
to be reprogrammed
to God's divine order.
Now I take authority
over hopelessness. My daddy used to tell me I'd never amount to nothing. And I grew up never thinking I would. But I got delivered from that. Your mind is precious. And you are beautiful. And you belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to take authority over the spirit of rebellion and command it to loose you. I'm going to ask Sister Earlene to come and help me here. Hallelujah. Now, this is serious business. And Sister Earlene, because God walked this out in this beautiful lady, He walked it out through the hurt and the pain of understanding who she was and gave her wisdom to know all the things that have bombarded her in her growing up time. I really identify with that abuse that she went through because I've done some of the same things myself. Hallelujah. Now, she's going to call these things out, and I'd like for the ones that are going to help us to pray for the people, Miss Peggy and Regina and Cara. And would you stand and let's kind of go around the room? Now, please know that we can't help you if you won't help yourself. See, now. And for you to sit there and think somebody's going to do it for you or they're going to look and I want you to see what I got. See, you know, you're involved in this. And I want you to get involved in this. And command your being, you know, ask to look at the things that are there and begin to deal with it. And when we tell you to take a deep breath, I want you to take a breath like it's your last one. And I want you to command that spirit that's been living there and controlling you to get out in the name of Jesus. See, we're going to get mad at the enemy. We're going to let the Holy Spirit begin to flow through us. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, go ahead, miss.
All right, I think if Blanche doesn't mind, I'll let Gene take him through the basic part of rejection,
fine,
rebellion, and bitterness, and then
yes.
I'll do this part.
All right, good,
if
good,
he doesn't
good.
Mind, too.
Amen. Oh, all right. Thank you. Good. Hallelujah.
Okay, praise God. I'm going to take you through basic deliverance, and Earlene's going to take you through the subconscious mind. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against spirits of rejection, and I command them to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of rejection that come in through the subconscious mind, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception in lust. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Rejection by the mother, rejection by the father, rejection by brothers and sisters. Come in, the rejection that came in through the subconscious mind. I call out rejection in the conscious mind and rejection in the subconscious mind. And I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out. Rejection in the subconscious mind. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. The rejection that comes in through child abuse to the subconscious mind, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose them and set them free. In the name of Jesus Christ, all rejection that comes in through the subconscious mind, rejection by the mother, rejection by the father, by brothers and sisters, by Christian brothers and sisters, rejection by the pastor, rejection by the fivefold ministry. Now come out. The rejection in the conscious mind, the rejection in the subconscious mind. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I stir you up and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I remind you, spirits, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master, Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair. You have very little time left. I command you to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what He's telling you to do and go where He's telling you to go. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of rejection, roots of rejection, ruler of rejection, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection. We loose the spirits of love upon the congregation. We use the spirits of love to battle the spirits of rejection. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. All rejection must go in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection. You will go in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out. Rejection in the subconscious mind, I command you to go in Jesus' name. That's right. The rejection that came in through child abuse or other type of traumatic experiences, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, spirits of bitterness. I call out spirits of bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. Bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, retaliation, murder, suicide, death, fear. Come out. All bitterness that comes in through the subconscious mind, bitterness that comes in through rejection, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. Bitterness that comes in through rejection, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free. I want all the bitterness that comes in through the subconscious mind, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. We stir you up and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. We demand every work, every root, memory, scarness, and habit, ruler demon and lesser demon, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. All rejection, all bitterness that comes in through the subconscious mind, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go, the bitterness and the rejection that comes in through the subconscious mind. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of rebellion, roots of rebellion, ruler rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All rebellion that came in through the subconscious mind, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. I want all rejection, bitterness, and rebellion out of the subconscious mind and out of the conscious mind. I command you to go in Jesus' name. All these spirits that came in as, through an abused child, through being abused mentally, physically, spiritually, materially, sexually, emotionally, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. All rejection, all bitterness, all rebellion, come out of the subconscious mind, come out of the conscious mind in the name of Jesus Christ.
All right, we now take authority over the demon spirits that went into you from the persons or like spirits that they had who abused you in Jesus' name. We command the spirit of the abuser to come out in Jesus' name. The spirit of the ones who abused you to come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call out the spirit of being a victim, the victim spirit in Jesus' name. You come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over and bind the strong bands of beatings, hatred, guilt, retaliation, destruction. In Jesus' name, we command you to move. Beatings, hatred, guilt, retaliation, destruction. Come out in Jesus' name. We command you to bow your name to Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Pouting, cursing, berating, inferiority, you come out in Jesus' name. Lonely, timid and shy, inadequate, ineptness, suspicion, pouting, cursing, berating, inferiority, lonely, timid, shy, inadequate, inept, suspicious, jealousy, spite, lonely, timid, shy, inadequate, ineptness, suspicion, jealousy, spite, hatred, cruelty, condemnation, daydreaming, spite, hatred, cruelty, condemnation, daydreaming, fantasy, distrust, distrust, distrust of God, distrust of people, distrust of yourself, pretension. In the name of Jesus, we command daydreaming, fantasy, distrust, pretension, unreality, escape to come out in Jesus' name. Pretension, unreality, escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, drugs, quarreling, escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, drugs, quarreling, fighting, torment, harassment. And command all you spirits to surrender to Jesus Christ and come out right now. Discontent, dejected, depressed, hopelessness, suicide, death, morbidity, welcoming death, heaviness, gloom, false burdens, worry, dread, apprehension, nervousness, excitement, schizophrenia, all false personalities come out in Jesus' name. Mental illness, retarded, madness, manic depressive, paranoia, unfairness, fear of God, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, hallucinations, nightmares, confusion, frustration, forgetfulness, incoherent, doubt, disbelief, skepticism, covetousness, stealing, kleptomania, material lust, food lust, greed, criticism, intolerance, irritability, competition, driving, argument, grief, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, crying to control other people, sadness, laziness, cursing, gossip, mockery, belittling, railing, idleness, self-pity, self-reward, self-hatred, self-awareness, self-condemnation, self-protection, sexual impurity, lust, lethargy, compromise, masturbation, depression, pride, homosexuality, despair, ego, harlotry, despondency, fear of authority, hatred of authority, rape, disgust, lying and deceit for protection, exposure, discouraged, frigidity, defeated, pretense, murder, sadism, backbiting, hyperactive, no peace, aggravated, fantasy lust, procrastination, listlessness, indecision, incest. Oftentimes, Ahab and Jezebel are hidden in the subconscious. So we're going to call out some of those. We command all Ahab and Jezebel spirits and their activity to be exposed in Jesus' name. Spirit of Ahab, giving up family leadership, adultery, aggression, anger, bitterness, communication breakdown, conditional love, idol worship, impotence, joblessness, laziness, leaving the things of God to the wife, lust for material things, and lack of confidence, childish behavior, competition, covetousness, compromise, clashing conflict, considering God's things trivial, calling evil good and good evil, displeased, disobedient, dirty stories, degraded, destruction of family priesthood, doubting manhood, drunkenness, emasculation, emotional cripple, failure, fearful, fear of getting hurt, fear of women, hatred of women, filth, following sins of...
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.